Welcome to Fiscal Therapy, the podcast where leaders in accounting share their secrets to success. I'm your host, Jodie Sitters, Community Manager for our accounting partners at MYOB. We chat to expert guests who will provide real-life examples of how you can build a successful practice. Welcome to Fiscal Therapy. My guest today is Rebecca Mihalik, Director at Business Depot Sydney and Head of Accounting APAC at Ignition. Rebecca has over 15 years' experience providing taxation, accounting, business and tech advisory services to small and large enterprises throughout Australia. Rebecca has earned a reputation for her leadership, passion and commitment to the accounting industry and won Thought Leader of the Year in 2021 at the Australian Accounting Awards. Rebecca, welcome to Fiscal Therapy.
Thank you so much for having me. It's really exciting to be with you today.
Thanks so much. And thanks for your time. I know it's always important. And I'm really pumped to have you on the pod, just saying that. I love it. It's so good. So to kick off our convo, Rebecca, you co-founded your own practice, which was Aptus Accounting and Advisory in 2015. And I'd love to know, what drove you to set up and build your own practice?
So what a lot of people don't know, because generally when I talk about my career, I say I've been doing this for 21 years, which is true. That's around about when I started. It might even be 22 years now. But I actually took a break from accounting altogether. And at the firm that I'd pretty much grown up at, I needed a change. There was an opportunity at one of my clients to work there as a COO, and they were a registered training organization. And I went in there, I worked there, and then I actually became a trainer, and I wrote and taught education and accounting, and realized, hey, guess what? I really like accounting. It is my soul. And clients started to reach out to me, and I just had these other opportunities. And even my client at the time was like, Rebecca, you were a better accountant. So at that point, he said, you're doing perfectly fine, but the accounting is where you really shone. So I thought I would just start a little practice at home doing some tax returns, and I did. And then I met James Solomons on online. Actually, he was looking for a new business partner, and I was just looking for general opportunities. And then I think we met once, and then a week later, we started our accounting firm.
Oh, fantastic. And I love that you shine as an accountant. That's such a good thing. I love it. And I love that other people recognise that for you as well. So you've won some quite prestigious awards. There's a bit of a lineup there in the last few years. And winning Innovator of the Year in 2018 at the Australian Accounting Awards. So what does it take to be like that sort of practice and an innovator? Like what sort of things do you think came to the forefront there?
When we started Aptus, it was all about making sure we did everything as efficiently as humanly possible and leveraged technology as much as we could. And that's what the innovation was about. So it wasn't about doing things in, like, and this is 2018, so people weren't even really talking about AI then, right? So this is early. So this is about doing more than just putting your clients on the cloud, the whole practice in the cloud, making sure that all of our apps talk to each other, that we were not just going in online, that we were actually automating. So taking it that next step, teaching the software to do the things that we needed to do, and then doing more than just compliance with our clients, leveraging the technology that we had so that we could do great advisory from day one, work with them really, really closely and produce great results as efficiently as possible, because we ran this super small team and we were able to do really great work. We were a small startup, I think with about then maybe 5-6 team members, and we managed to land a listed tech company as a client that was global and stole them from a much, much larger firm. And that was super cool. And that's because we got them. We understood what they did and they liked the way we worked.
Yeah, I love that. And sort of innovating for your clients, right? So like to give them the best possible results. I love that sort of, that purpose. It's really good. I love it. Fantastic. And I know that you joined Business Depot a little bit further on in 2019. So, and that, you know, the success obviously you had with the practice previously, you joined Business Depot. How did you know that was the right path for you?
Well, it was pretty much the whole of Aptus. So we actually rebranded and joined the Business Depot Group. And we did that because part of what we were doing and what we wanted to grow at Aptus and what I always wanted to do was offer my clients all the services we possibly could. Now, we're a smaller team. We couldn't do everything ourselves. And we'd started to build some great connections and we'd already started our financial planning division and we're looking at other things. And I met John Knight, who was the MD and founder of Business Depot. And we just clicked straight away. We both wanted to do these amazing things. And I went through this mental process. It's like, right, I'm going to pick up my ego. I'm going to stick it over here. And he's already doing great things and is a great guy. All of his directors are great guys. All of his team are great. And sorry, I'm saying guys, but it's not just guys and girls. Yeah. So great team of people everywhere. I can just join this and I don't need to create it myself. I just want to offer an amazing service to my clients. And that's why we joined Business Depot.
Fantastic. So your growth, basically, wanting to get that growth sort of pathway going, that really fueled your desire to make that step. Yeah, I love that. And that you saw that there was potential and opportunity. I love it too. That's so good. Coming back into that Business Depot space, I did have a little peek on your Business Depot website, snuck around and had a look, and I noticed that you've got that really strong service offering that you just mentioned, which I think's pretty cool. The things that came to my mind is, you know, when you've got that large sort of service offering and obviously you've got the people to sort of manage that and run it, but how do you manage and report on the service lines themselves and why would that be really important in the practice?
Well, it's incredibly important for different reasons. And just like every business, our business and business divisions go through different stages. So you have, so we might want to offer something that's new and it will go through startup and then growth, maturity, decline. Like it's just like any business. And that's why it's important. Each function is like its own little business. It's why it's important for us to make sure that we are reporting on them separately. Some of the functions or some of the services are run through different entities and that's more of a licensing thing. Legal is separate and accounting, financial planning. And we've all got these different requirements that we need to comply with, different licensings and different rules around who can and can't be directors and shareholders. So we comply with that, but still work together effectively as just one Business Depot Group and being able to monitor that profitability of each part of the business ensures that we can, you know, nurture the right parts of the business through the right parts of their business life cycle as well.
I love it. That's a great answer, and also really bringing those service offerings across lots of clients, right? So they can combine those service lines and bring in those services that complement, which is really great as well. You all as a group. I think that's a really good name for, you know, a team that works together. I love it. So in addition to your director role at Business Depot, and you've obviously, that's kept you pretty busy, right? I can see that would be. You also joined Ignition, right, as head of that of accounting at on the APAC level. So what attracted you to this role?
I've been using Ignition. I started using it in my firm at Aptus since 2015. And it was one of these tools when I went in and I met with them. I always say I did cartwheels in my mind and I really truly did. It's just like, yes, this is like a bugbear. Engagements, payments, all of that part of running an accounting firm is a pain. And early on in my career, I actually went through a quality review, CANZ quality review. So I understand and I've understood since the beginning of my career just how important the engagement process is to every client relationship, and not just at the beginning, but the whole way through. Also understand how onerous that can be and how much effort it can take to actually pull that together and send those things out every year. And Ignition is just, it's a fabulous tool that just makes it happen. It just works and is the beginning of our automation workflow at every stage. So when we engage a new client, they go in there and it triggers all the next stages of what we need. Every year when we need to re-engage, it always starts with Ignition. And I just, for me, when the role became available and was offered, it made complete sense. That's where I should be, because I just, as you can tell, really believe in the product.
Yeah, I was going to say belief was a big word there. I think you've got a lot of belief in what Ignition does. It starts. There's a, you know, that word as well, I think, rings true. Like, it really brings a lot of value into what that the particular software and the solutions do. And we've got an integration with Ignition now, which I'm very, very excited about. So we look forward to seeing and hearing and talking to you more in that space as well. So I'd love to hear a little bit more about when you're building these practices out and the things that you're doing. Like, what does it take to build that successful practice?
Oh, it takes a lot of long days and long nights and worked weekends. I'm not going to sugarcoat it for anybody. But it takes a lot of things. It takes some. I actually had this conversation with somebody else today. It's a balance. As accountants, as bookkeepers, as professional services, we have this desire innately in us, I think, to really take care of our clients. That's part of the success of your business. You want to serve and service your clients. It's where we are. However, to be really, really successful, I truly believe that you need to find a balance between doing that and running your own business. You can't forget your own business. You can't, particularly as an accountant, all the requirements that we have to comply with, the quality of our work, the stages we need to go through, the training and education, you need to make sure that you are providing, you are giving enough importance to both parts of your business, not just over-servicing your clients all the time, making sure that you are prioritizing your own business and remembering it's a business. It's almost why I hate the word firm, because it's not. I have a business and my business needs to thrive and it needs to pay for me and all my team members and make sure that it keeps on going on for a very long time. And that's what I'm focused on, and also keeping my clients happy.
Yeah, I know. And you're right. There's a natural sort of feeling that you always want to make that part of the business work really well and your clients successful and all that sort of side of it. But you still need to keep the oxygen mask on for your business, right? And that's probably the first thing you need to do and make sure that everything's running properly under the hood before you get out there and really take on the client base and increase that and you know, get that expansion going as well. Love that. Thank you. So this is another one. This is a little bit of a change of topic because we've talked a lot about practice and I love talking about that side of it. But we just recently celebrated, and we're right in the middle of it really, celebrating International Women's Day. And as a practice leader and a woman in business as well, why do you think that, like, that being inclusive and celebrating women in this space is really important?
There are at least a million and one reasons why it's important, but I'll just knock off a couple. It's not been easy being a female in accounting, and it was probably not going to be easy being a female in any professional services, given the time that I have started and the career that I've had. I often found myself to be the only woman in the room. I've often found myself to be in uncomfortable, terrible, awful situations, and I would never wish that upon anyone else. But the importance of celebrating women and bringing this to the front of everybody's thought process, and hopefully more than once a year, hopefully more than just on International Women's Day, about giving people. So if Rebecca Mihalic 21 years ago had another woman who she could look towards to see, she went through what I'm going through, and she made it, and she did it even harder than I did and has gone there and carved a path. I really truly believe that we need to be able to see ourselves in our leaders. We need to be able to see ourselves in other people in the community. That's why it's important to make sure that we are celebrating these women and putting them on a pedestal. And even if it seems unfair that they might get more attention than other people on that one day, big deal. I went through 15 years of my career where I honestly felt like I had no one to look to, and that's not okay. And I want to make sure that the next generation have strong, independent, successful women to be able to look up to know that is what I can do and that is where I can be, and I can be anything that I want.
I love that, like helping women to build on each other's strengths, you know, like helping to support their initiatives, things that, you know, they feel like there's, I mean, it's terrible to think that you had to go through that, but really the learnings from that and taking them to the next level, that's what's really important, right, as well, like just bringing out, you know, the International Women's Day message, I think is really important in that space. So, yeah, very, very, very great answer. I'm loving it, loving it. So, listen, I it's been great chatting to you. I know that you're a busy lady and you've got lots of things on your plate going on. And I've loved chatting to you and I love all the experience that you've brought to the table today. But I have one last question before we wrap up, and it's not something we often talk about on a personal level and hopefully doesn't catch you out, but I want to ask you on that personal level, what does success look like for you? Take a deep breath.
It's a big question. And yeah, I'm really honest, it changes all the time. Sometimes in a week it might change every single day. But if I, the most holistic and the probably the success point that has lasted with me longest is I want to make sure that I'm proud of what I do and my family's proud. And at the end, when I'm done, when I know that I am done and my business is sold or I've moved on from it or whatever it is, I look back and I'm actually proud of what I've accomplished and my family's proud of it.
I love that too. Like there's a sense of, you know, well-being and satisfaction in that, isn't there? Like both of those words sort of come to mind. And yeah, it, like so many people have got different sort of measurements and all that sort of side of it. It's really interesting to hear what people, you know, actually the heart of what where they what their being is, which is really nice. So there's another question I've got. It's not that deep. It's just where would people get in touch with you, Rebecca, if they want to chat?
LinkedIn. And my profile handle is just Rebecca Mihalic, so RebeccaMihalic.
Oh, I love it. Oh, gosh, I wish I had a pen handy then. Hopefully get your name right. I'm sure we'd be able to find you. I'm linked up to you as well. So, yeah, I'll be looking out for you on LinkedIn. So, listen, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing a bit of your story and your success and all the different areas that you've worked in through practice and the growth you've had as a person. It's really good. I think you've had a great career or not had. You have a great career, I should say. And our listeners can learn a lot from you about what it takes to build a successful practice and, you know, go from strength to strength from there. So thank you very, very much for the time that you spent today. I really enjoyed chatting to you, Rebecca.
Oh, I enjoyed being here. Thank you so much for inviting me on.
You've been listening to Fiscal Therapy with Jodie Sitters, powered by MYOB. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to sharing more fiscal therapy with you next time.